And joining me now from the Ravens Radio Network and, of course, an Ohioan. He's a great friend of the show, Stan White. Stan, how you doing?
Rick, I'm doing well. Doing well, yeah. It's good to be down here. It's good to be in this game, that's for sure.
Kent, Ohio, and former Ohio State standout and former linebacker in the NFL. You've done it all. Baltimore Colts, Detroit Lions. You played Chicago Blitz, Arizona Wranglers, USFL. I just like to get the bio out
there.
Yeah,
there you go.
But, Stan, you're here because, of course, the Ravens being here. Did this surprise you, the path? Because they were that kind of that classic story that we saw, like with the New York Giants getting hot at the end of the year, Joe Flacco playing the best football of his life at the best time.
Well, I sort of really, and you can go back and do spot checks on what I said, but I was pretty confident this team was going to come together at the right time. Even though they lost a couple close games and they got blown out by Denver.
Right.
But that was on a 90-some yard interception right before the half that sort of turned that game all around.
True.
And they lost a close game to the Redskins that they should have won and Pittsburgh. I mean, when they were 9-2, we were pretty sure they're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it was a matter of getting ready for the playoffs. And you could see that they got guys coming back. Guys are going to get healthier. You could rest some guys. I was pretty confident this team was come together. The one thing that I didn't foresee was how the offensive line came together.
Okay.
And an injury, really, to Ja Reed forced Bryant McKinney to play. And the line has been so much better since then. They have protected Joe so well during the playoffs. That's why he can throw the ball downfield the way he has and make the plays the way he has. So I knew the defense was going to come together and be good, especially if Ray did make it back, and he has. Terrell Suggs made it back earlier, and he's really rounded into shape now in the playoffs. He's playing like Terrell Suggs can play, like the defensive player of the year last year. And some of those guys that had to play because of injuries, you found some guys that could really play.
Sure.
Corey Graham. Courtney Upshaw, guys that just had to play. Paul Kruger, then, because of Courtney Upshaw, got put into a role that really fits him. Not an every down guy, but a guy that could come in and play off the edge and you know, in second and third downs, and he ended up with a, you know, 11 sacks and a couple in the playoffs. So
right.
it's come together. You're right. It's like the Giants and the Packers. And as I said, it doesn't matter if you win the first 11 games like Houston or the last 11 games like Denver. It's who comes together during that playoff run, and this
right.
team has done that.
Yeah, and it is. It's about timing, and it's about offense. I mean, you've got to have the explosiveness, because that defense really hasn't been the classic Ravens, certainly going back to that 2000 Super Bowl. They don't smother teams. They'll play well when they need to and complement, I think, when they need to. But really, this team is riding an explosive offense more than anything else.
No doubt. But when you can shut out Tom Brady
yeah.
in the second half and hold that team at home to 13 points, that
yeah.
means your defense has come together pretty
sure.
well
sure.
at the right time. So, as I'm saying, you know, even in Denver, if you look at it, they scored two special teams touchdowns. So Peyton Manning had six quarters and put up 21 points. So your defense is they're playing pretty well now. To it's hard to say compliment the offense,
right,
it's always been the other way around, you know, in Baltimore.
Sure.
But the offense has got some weapons now they haven't had before. Jacoby Jones has really been a big part of that. Torrey Smith, his second year, he's gotten so much better. You know, Dennis Pitta has become a factor at tight end.
Right.
And then you got the old pro, Anquan Boldin, who is just the toughest wide receiver and the strongest wide receiver in the league.
He really is. He's been amazing, and he's been a Browns killer since he's been
yeah, he
with
has.
The Ravens.
That's
I mean,
right.
He just consistently makes plays against
I think
against
he had
them.
Three touchdowns the first time that he played with the yeah. Ravens against the Browns, you know, so yeah.
Stan White from the Ravens Radio Network joining us, former NFL linebacker, former standout Ohio State Buckeye linebacker as well. When you look at what's happened in this division and you think about the dynamic of teams, the Browns undergoing a change, and I know you pay close attention
yep.
to that. Rob Jedzinski, now the head coach, North Turner, the offensive coordinator, Ray Horton, the defensive coordinator. When you look at that trio and look at what the Browns' young talent has been, what are your thoughts on that?
I think they're going to be a much improved team. You know, if their quarterback you need a quarterback, obviously. And, you know, I think both Whedon and McCoy have some potential. You know, I don't know which one of them are going to take it over. Obviously, they're trying to ride Whedon into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Colt McCoy, I mean, I met him when he won the Johnny Unitas Award and came to Baltimore.
Right.
Andrew Luck won it last year and before that. And I talked to him yesterday down here. I got to meet him. They're quality guys. And I think you need quality guys at that position.
Right.
Now, you need production. You got to be able to play. But I'm rooting for Colt McCoy to you know, maybe get into that sweepstakes and do something, because he's a quality person, and if he can play in the NFL, he'll be a great leader for a football team, because you need a leader at that position. But you got great coaches, and I'm rooting for Chichinsky. He's an Ohio boy,
and
come back home to coach the Browns. I mean, I'm sure he's going to work night and day. He's going to be there, the first guy in the morning and the last guy at night. And he's got two great coordinators. I think Norv Turner is one of the best coordinators in the league. Some guys are better coordinators than they are head coaches.
Right.
And it's like taking your top salesman and making him the sales manager.
Yep.
It doesn't always work out, because then he's not out there selling either.
Right.
You know, so now you got Norv in there calling the plays, doing the game plan, doing the things that he probably does best. And Rob Chichinsky, if he can, manage that, manage players is what you have to do as a head coach. That's what John Harbaugh does so well. That's why his special teams coordinating was so was such a good training for him, because he dealt with everybody on the football team, and he had to put that all together. And he's doing a great job with the Ravens.
What do you think about Ray Horton implementing that Steeler-like 3-4, that multiple scheme into what the Browns' talent has?
Well, you have to do what your talent says to do. So I'm sure he'll do it. He's smart enough to know that.
Right.
He didn't last in this league by saying, you're either going to do it my way or, nobody can do it that way. You saw Rob Ryan. That's why he didn't get hired in St. Louis,
There you go.
Yeah. Because you got to take what personnel you have. Now, I'm sure it'll evolve into what the Pittsburgh and so forth. The same way Marvin Lewis came from Pittsburgh to Baltimore back in the Super Bowl days. And he ended up going with a four-man rush all the time and playing seven men in coverage because he had the people to do that. You know, so I think that Ray Horton is his reputation is, I don't know him personally,
yeah,
his reputation is he's one of the top guys in the league, and he'll do what that personnel dictates, and I'm sure it'll eventually evolve into what he wants. But, I think the Browns are, an up-and-coming team, which – it's tough because this division's already tough enough.
I know. I know your role as a Ravens radio analyst, will make this maybe a compromising thing. But I got to ask you, as far as how you see this game, the matchup, and I also know you can be a dispassionate analyst. That's what you are. You're a pro. So as you look at the reality of it, what are the chances of them going up against a very, very tough San Francisco?
Well, I think they're cut out of the same cloth. Mm-hmm. Obviously, their coaches are brothers. They came from the same tree. And it's the same tree I came from, because Bo Schembechler came from Woody Hayes.
Yep.
Bo played for Woody at Miami of Ohio, coached for Woody at Ohio State, and then went off on his own. It's the same tree. It's tough, hard-nosed football. It's having great defense, stop the run, run the football, and make big plays.
Okay.
And, that's why he liked Kaepernick. His ability to make big plays was so much more than Alex Smith was.
Sure.
So that's why he went with him. And now you got Joe Flacco making all kind of big plays, throwing the ball downfield. So it's going to be interesting to say who makes those big plays in this game. Turnovers and big plays are going to decide this. It is a little bit like when I played in college and Bo versus Woody in that 10-year. It was like an inter-squad scrimmage every time you played, because it was very much the same. And these two teams are very much cut out of the same cloth, and it's going to be a tough physical battle.
He's from Dover, Ohio, but grew up in Kent, Ohio State, the NFL, Ravens Radio Network, our great friend Stan White. Stan, thank you so much.
It's always good to talk to my friends back in Ohio. Go Bucks.
All right, we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from Radio Row, Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans on ESPN 850 WKNR.